Hey, Barbecue Bob, you know, you go to the store and you buy these big hams this time of year for Easter, and some of them come with that little gelatinous pack of goo that they call glaze, and it's supposed to make
it
better.
Isn't that gross?
It's gross. It's really gross. So what I'd like to do, because I know you do this really well, is I want to hear a little bit about this homemade glaze that you usually put together on
okay.
your ham.
All right. And I got to tell you, though, I did steal it.
Well, that's this, okay. I don't care where you got it, but you do it.
When I was in the Air Force stationed in Hawaii, my buddy married a local girl. And she used to, of course, now they're in married housing, right? So all us GIs would go over there because DJ could cook. She would be, as a matter of fact, her son, Romy, makes those awesome brownies for us.
Yeah, he's here in town in
Mason
West Michigan,
James
yeah.
Bakery. That's right. So, yeah, that family's a foodie family. So DJ, she would, and we were poor GIs. She was a poor mom of two kids. And she would actually take a can of Spam, which was ham. It's picnic ham, basically. And she would slice.
What's the sp part of it mean? If it's ham, it's ham.
Factory sputtered. Yeah. I don't know.
If but it's Spam, but it's leftover ground up stuff.
Spam is a ground up picnic, okay? And I haven't probably had it since then, but I swear this sauce that she used made that Spam taste like heaven. And she would literally like brown these little slices of the Spam in butter. And then she would take this concoction and glaze it and just warm it up. And that really basic canned meat turned into something phenomenal. And I'm pretty convinced it's this glaze. And it's a cup of unsweetened apple juice or cider. She actually used pineapple. 2/3 of a cup of brown sugar, 1/2 cup of Dijon mustard, and 1/4 cup of honey. And it's basically the mustard and the brown sugar. And she would just use cheap yellow mustard. Like I said, we were dirt poor. That is the best combination to take on. And maybe even, you know, Rob was talking about his brother-in-law's ham and how crappy it is. Let's just say you get some basic ham. You have some of that ham that comes in a square loaf, you know, it's
out of a, it's yeah, not, if you pull the tab and it goes
yeah,
like that, you're probably not
Poland.
Getting a fresh ham.
Right.
Yeah.
So this is a fantastic way to doctor up a ham that's too salty or really basic or dried up. You slice it up and you put it in this glaze. I'm telling you, man.
How long ago so were you in the service?
That was in the early 80s.
In the early 80s. You know what? You were a poor guy. You were in the service. I'm pretty sure if you'd put this glaze on about anything, you'd have eaten it. Because you know what? If people can't afford ham, I get it, because it's not that expensive. But Spam, dude, come on. We're talking about,
you know,
Spam on the grilling,
guys?
I bet you back then
a can was 79 cents.
Of Spam or
you
a
couldn't
canned
buy
ham?
A whole ham. We couldn't afford a whole ham.
Right. Well, when you got back stateside, you worked in a factory where you were smoking ham.
I did.
You?
I did.
Yeah, and you used to drop them on the floor so you
don't
could
go down
rub
a bunny
and,
trail now. Yeah, yeah, well, so there's your big tip. It's a homemade glaze. Anybody can do this. Again, it's a little apple juice or pineapple juice, some brown sugar, some Dijon mustard or cheap yellow mustard, and then some honey. Use your own proportions. I'll put this on the site or I'll put it on the Facebook page. Check it out. Try it. If you got a nasty ham, dig it.